guys, welcome to another episode of Talk Sex with Podrick Payne on the Lux One channel. I'm your host, Stephen Toyofuku, here with
Joey Kern
and Claire Sabetsky.
We're very lucky today. Cheers. We're going to Cersei Lannister it up for last two podcasts of the season. It feels...
There's only one more episode.
Slightly premature, I guess. Like,
yeah. Also, we're celebrating. Me and Claire just finally moved into our place.
Oh, yes.
In Leshai.
Congratulations.
So this is a celebration of...
A real groundbreaking podcast.
Yeah, well. And this also means that we've upgraded to a kitchen table. Now that we have an entire like space to ourselves, as opposed to...
The swivel chair and bed.
The swivel chair. The mic being actually on my office chair and me and Steven sitting on my bed, which is just as juvenile as it seems like it is. But anyway. So apparently people have bitched a lot about this episode. According to you, and actually I think I've seen those headlines, but I haven't bothered reading them because I don't know, I think people should kind of fuck off.
I mean, I think you had a good point that I think it was just the final, like, straw, I guess, for some people, for the season versus super much the episode, but...
Super much the episode?
Oh my god, it's... I'm gonna take another sip of this glass here.
For sure.
But oh, yeah, so also, this episode is called Beyond the Wall.
Yes. And it's this is the penultimate. So
yes.
Next episode is the season finale. That's crazy.
I know.
How is that possible?
Finale is going to be like the whole meeting, right?
Yeah. Which is crazy. So they're choosing to end the season with like a court drama. They're like, and that's interesting.
But I mean, if you think about it, that's why maybe people are a little disappointed by this episode, because usually the penultimate is like crazy battle, like Blackwater, Watchers on the Wall, the Red Wedding, and then like the, you know, episode 10 is like, where is everyone going? Arya is going to Braavos, this person's dead, now Sansa's in the Vale, all that shit happens. And
yeah, it's a lot of movement.
Yeah, it's like,
I mean, this was the longest episode ever, and there was still fighting. We got like, I don't know, maybe 15 minutes of fighting.
Yeah, according to my according to the fantasy app I play, John Iced 51 like zombies himself in this past episode.
Someone's just keeping track of all of those things for us.
Yeah, for sure.
The people scoring that are like, it's hilarious. Especially when like when they sank. Remember when they like Grey Worm and all those fuckers like went off and took whoever who gives a shit. I'm really showing my colors right now. I don't care about that plot line. Castle Rock, who gives a shit? Grey Worm, who gives a shit? Getting rid of him was not that bad. But like when they like sunk the fleet there, like it, like the guy on the app was like, you're on sunk like 64 boats, and I was like, what the hell? You counted that? It was like from that like shot
that
that's
one
so
shot
far
from the
away.
Cliff.
Well,
yeah.
they all look the same. The only like way you can even distinguish them apart from one another is, I guess, Euron's boats like throw fireballs.
Yeah. Sails. I mean, people get really into like looking at the costuming
Yeah.
I will say that is a hard sail choice too, because they're both black flag, black sails with like one has a red detail on it, the other's yellow, and it's just like, oh.
Yeah.
I hope this works out. But
yeah.
I mean, apparently someone, just a little great tangent here, who has counted all of the zombies they've killed on The Walking Dead as a series and done the math and be like, yeah, they would have killed like a good eighth of the world's population by, or some bullshit.
That's awesome.
It's like, oh, I'm glad people, Redditors, Littlefinger, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, swish, swish. But, so, I mean, the episode, like, got some complaints, and I think most of the people who were bitching about it were, at least the ones I saw were people who basically just say that the show's, like, lost its, like, sadistic edge, and it's not, like, murdering enough people. How do you feel about that?
I mean, that's not, okay, if... No one, at least I like talking to the show about, would I ever want to hear from them like, oh, I love Game of Thrones because I love like watching people die and like, you know. And I get like it adds to the experience, like, oh, you don't know who's gonna make it, but like, we're on season 7.
Yeah.
Like I want to root for the final people that have made it. We've weaned out the people that clearly couldn't cut it, and you know, this is like a finals.
Yeah,
in the Hunger Games.
So the nature of the conflict has changed a lot. Like, you have fewer individuals with larger numbers.
Good use of fewer. Listening to fucking Stannis is grammar lessons, Claire. Anyway,
thank you. And they have larger armies, and it's just like we were seeing a lot of like really personal murders in previous seasons. And, like, I think it's possible for us to see that next episode because, like, the best thing they're doing is, like, bringing all of these people together, which is just, like, crazy to see all of these people interacting with each other in these episodes. But, I mean, I'm really nervous that Cersei's just gonna blow something else up episode.
Another dragon bites the dust.
There's 100. It seems like there's. Well, no, because Jon's gonna ride Rhaegal and it's gonna be beautiful. No, I think Cersei's gonna either threaten to blow up King's Landing as her leverage, or she's going to dangle Yara as leverage.
Oh, yeah. Although, presumably. I see Euron's so good at, I guess, silence. He's just disappearing. We haven't seen him.
Yeah, he's been suspiciously fucking absent.
We haven't seen him since the Queen's Justice?
Unless they're hemming in the Unsullied, maybe. Maybe
that's like what. Oh, yeah. I mean, I could totally see him just being at this, like, you know, I mean, we haven't seen all of our characters together really on screen, and so, you know, you could feel the energy on set. It's like, sorry,
you don't often see it
like this. So.
No, but I
is that Weiss?
That's a Benioff, I think. Benioff? Yeah,
yeah.
Although honestly, it could
it could be either.
It could be. I agree. It could
interchangeable.
Be they are
equally terrible.
I've never seen two people who make so much sense together as those two. Like,
well,
they
well,
should
that's
be
the other
married.
Thing. Like, if anything, yeah. like. Beyond the Wall, a lot of the, like, dialogue in the North between the bros was the most Benioff. That's Benioff and Weiss at their best. It's
that's
like,
Troy, dude.
Dick.
Yeah.
I like that word.
Yeah.
I like it. I bet you do. Classic. What did you think about that exchange? So, I don't know if, like...
I enjoyed the shit
this,
out of that.
Yeah, maybe, so maybe this is just my low.
Tormund is killing it.
Yeah, he's great.
I mean, he's the...
he's so funny.
Only good, like, comic relief that the show has going right now, in my opinion.
Yeah. I want to make babies with it.
Yeah.
The giant
conquer the world.
All right.
You've sad eyes.
But I don't know if it's the... So I liked this episode, and those were my favorite parts. And that was... And not like, just that one specifically, but I liked the Beric John one. I liked the... Jon Snow wins over stepdad interaction that he had with Jorah, or his like father-in-law rather, because that's like 100% what that was.
But like uncle.
No, it's
like...
father-in-law for sure.
Okay, Jesus.
Yeah.
Can I date your daughter?
Yeah. They were both very true to their character. It's like other characters that we're seeing meet up. I feel like they're just doing crazy stuff like that they would never do. Sansa, Arya.
Under the excuses like, well, these characters haven't seen each other for a long time and have changed since the last time.
Yeah, that's true. The way that the men, like everybody interacted in the North was true to character.
Yeah.
I think in a good way. Like Jon and Jorah would get along.
In like a caricature-y way that really worked.
Right. Yeah. Benioff and Weiss at their best.
Yeah.
It was like the Hound like throwing around cunts and dicks.
Yeah.
Gendry being like complaining. Changes.
Yeah.
Throwing around.
What is the
dicks.
Word he used? Whinging.
Whinging.
No, I'm not whinging. It's like it's whining coming out of your mouth. You're whinging.
Yeah.
Then you're whinging.
Yeah.
Which is a word that you say is real.
I've never
heard it.
It is.
Is it real?
No, it 100% is. Although I'd actually never heard it spoken. But it's you see it in. You can see, like, you read it sometimes.
Oh, okay.
I probably read it in fantasy novels, probably in Game of Thrones.
Okay.
But I've definitely seen that word before. I never heard how it was pronounced, though.
Initial reactions to, before we hop beyond the wall where, like, most of this episode happened, I guess, like, should we, like, scurry through this Arya, Littlefinger, Sansa... I don't want to call it a nightmare, because I don't think it comes from a place of, like, of a bad idea. I don't think, like, putting conflict between Arya and Sansa is a terrible idea. I just don't really like the way it's falling into the episode and, like, how abruptly and kind of strangely it happened. With, like, Littlefinger just, like...
Yeah, the ease with which it's happening is a little frustrating. But then again, like, I've been, like, an apologist for this, like, plotline, because... I think other people, like, we've gotten to see Arya, like, in... Like, Arya by herself, like, against all odds, it's, like, hard not to root for her because she's, like, plucky and great. But then when you, like, put her in a context where she has to, like, make friends, you're like, oh, yeah, but Arya, like, kind of sucks. Like, she's kind of a little brat. She's stuck up. She's, like, super arrogant now because she thinks she could do anything. And she has, like... And she's too young to, like, know what a good idea really looks like. She's just kind of been, like, following her own little, like, kill list throughout the world. And now she, like, needs to, like... build something, and I don't know if she, like, knows how to do it.
No, and that's, yeah, it's, I agree on that. My friend brought that up as well, that, like, hey, like, I know Arya's been everyone's favorite character because she's gone through all this shit and she's really easy to root for. Like, if anything, it's the most Game of Thrones things this season that they're turning that around on you. That, like, oh, Arya's a little more gray area now, so.
I just, she wouldn't make these mistakes, even if, like, she has some, like, morality that's very questionable and, like, is very, seems to be super fucked up from all of her trauma. Like, she would not be able to see through that letter. She would not leave her faces, like, on the ground in a book bag.
Okay, so.
And then, like, threaten her sister with a knife. Like, I just, it's too much, and I don't feel like it's true to character, and I feel like Sansa's not being really, like,
Sansa's being panicky, and I don't like it.
I feel like it's a step backwards for Sansa, the way that they've written it, and I just don't feel like it's, I don't know where they're going with either of those arcs for those characters.
Yeah, and I think, like, you're right a little bit on Sansa's end. Like, I think Sansa would probably handle it with a little bit more dignity than she has, but, to be fair, she's being put in a pretty tight spot. But, I don't know. I think Arya, like, kind of, like, she sort of skipped, like, to me, it seems like Arya, like, assuming Arya is, like, the most, like, lead, I think she's, like, kind of an amateurish faceless man. That's sort of my impression of her.
I also don't understand.
She, like, skipped exams, you know what I mean? Like, she, like, never graduated.
Yeah, but she would be better at, like, spying on Littlefinger. Like, come on.
I mean,
like,
would she, what have we actually seen her do from a spying perspective? Do you remember when she was fucking selling oysters in that brothel? She was just standing there. Like, I've never.
That was insane.
I have never seen Arya perform. I think Arya, like, I think if anything, that's, like, the part of her training that she must have missed by, like, revolting when she did, because I can't remember a single instance of Arya actually being, like, successfully stealthy other than when she's, like, wearing someone else's face, which is kind of, like, cheating. Like, with the wave, she just, like, basically ran away until she went someplace dark. Like, she just, like, ran. And then, like, what else did she do? I don't
know. Well, she also, like, had a gut wound. Like, let's give her that.
Oh, right? Yeah, no, for sure. Like, I mean, I think, like, she's probably filthy by comparison to, like, most of the world, but it seems like, I think she, like, kind of, like, lucked out beating the wave, or did she? And so, like, it, kind of, like, assuming Arya's got, like, faceless man level.
Maybe Arya is
skills,
the waif,
like,
and that's the twist.
Like, so, like, I can believe her, like, fucking up. Leaving the faces on the ground is pretty damn stupid. But couldn't that be
just,
Littlefinger,
like, what
too?
Would, I mean, but what would her plan be? Like, she...
Well, if Arya's really the waif... No, sorry.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Joey said that.
That's one of my predictions. Arya's actually dead. This is the waif. Wearing Arya's face.
People, I guess, also
people
think
lose
that
their mind,
maybe Arya took Littlefinger's face already, and that's why Littlefinger's been weird, which seems like a bad theory to me.
If that was true, I would be incredibly annoyed.
The Benioff and Weiss would really have won me over with this plot line here if, like, at the end of it, like, it's really the sisters, like, it's kind of, have you guys seen The Handmaiden?
No.
Oh, okay. It's a Korean movie. It's really good. It's by the same dude who did Old Boy, but it's basically, like, there's, like, layers of deception, and so, like, I'd be pretty down if that was the case here. It's, like, we have this perspective that Littlefinger is, like, trying to cause, like, discourse between these sisters.
Discord.
But really, sorry, what did I say?
Discourse.
Oh.
Which they're also doing.
Lots of talking. Yeah. And just, like, the only Sansa Arya scene in this next episode is, like, Littlefinger's, like, oh, you know, like, your sister's doing this thing, and, like, I can help you, and she, like, says yes, and he, like, tries to do it, but then, like, guards appear, and, like, Arya and Sansa just have this moment where they, like, murder Littlefinger.
They have to do it in front of the Vale.
Yeah. In front of the Bloody Gate.
They both know that they're being manipulated by him, but still they're, like, fighting with each other more. It's like, just fucking kill Littlefinger.
I think Arya doesn't know that she's being fucked with because she thinks she's got the upper hand.
Which is what Benioff and Weiss said in an after the episode. Like,
damn it.
Arya's been used to being the upper hand, being the most clever. And I think she's underestimated Littlefinger. Hasn't quite come across someone like him before. It's like, I don't know, dude. I feel like the faceless men would be way more crafty than Littlefinger.
Also, she knows Littlefinger.
Yeah.
And she knows that he sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, everybody. That's the thing that's been weirdest about Littlefinger's character is that everybody's like, oh, yeah, he's like, because at the beginning they're like, ah, it's the tax guy, fucking whatever, like the treasury secretary, like, no way. And now he's like
master of coin.
Yeah, now he's like lord of, like, the biggest, like, army, mounted army, you know, non-Dothraki. Yeah, exactly. So it's like, so people are like, oh, this guy, probably a fuckboy.
Oh, do you
so
think like, we're ever, speaking edge. Of that, do you think we're ever going to see Robin Aaron again?
Oh, dude, maybe. Him and Bran should, I wish Bran could stand up so I could see which one of those actors is like the more gargantuan, because Bran is so big. He's so huge. And then Robin is massive. That kid's like 7 feet tall. He's crazy.
He neviled out. He like got tall and like goofy looking.
Yeah, dude. He could also probably,
That's
like
not what neviling is.
No.
Tall and really hot.
Oh, well, no.
But apparently like, they made Neville wear a fat suit when he was a kid.
And like buck teeth.
Yeah.
And like they put like a brick in his shoe.
Yeah, so apparently like Neville as a kid was actually like a cute kid probably. And then they were just like, we gotta make you gross.
I mean, it's like
so they kind of forced a Hermione.
It's like the McPoyle sister. That actress is actually gorgeous.
Yeah,
they're just like, oh, we can give you a unibrow.
Yeah. I guess they kind of did do that with Hermione. They just
they made her hair really frizzy.
I was about to say they did the Princess Diaries where they like let her brush her hair in season
great
three.
Great reference.
Yeah,
it's exactly the same, and that's definitely how that works. If you just start brushing it, it like changes
or you straighten it.
No, it doesn't work like that at all.
Chemicals,
whatever the hell
flat
does.
Iron,
you know.
More chemicals.
Or I guess in this case, magic.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah.
But,
for sure.
You know, honestly, I will say this. So the best part about Sansa, Arya, and the North is their outfits are killer.
I mean, Dany's outfit in this episode, that white jacket with all those furs, that was insane.
Yeah, that was great. That was pretty funny. All the dudes in the North were wearing hilarious outfits, too. John's was pretty funny. But Barracks is so funny looking. I don't know if anyone looked at Barracks' coat, but it was fucking hilarious.
Well, I do enjoy that.
The fringe
so
around
droopy.
The yeah, edges. John's was like entirely patchwork.
Yeah.
And it was like suede. Looked ridiculous.
Well, and then he had like this, he still had the chest cross leather shit. But, yeah.
Well, because if you notice, no one took like, I don't think anyone took plate mail up north. It was like, maybe we got some chain mail. It's mostly like, leather jerkins and hides.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because of travel light, bro.
Yeah, it's cold.
Also,
dude.
I mean, you might have to run all the way back to Eastwatch.
Oh, man. So,
you're faster without the hammer. Give it here.
Why didn't they bring horses?
Oh, think of the Tauntaun effect. The Tauntaun would have... Tauntaun died. It was too... No, sorry.
Benjen's horse is alive.
Benjen's riding a zombie horse.
Is he?
Did you not notice that?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why there are no horses north of the wall. It's cold.
Yeah, but like for their mission, I feel like they could have taken horses for that. Like they definitely used to range on horses, which is why Benjen has a zombie horse.
Do you think they're just out of horses because like the wars have killed all the horses?
That is utterly impossible.
Well, purposes of this episode, they were just out of horses.
Plus, and why wouldn't Dany just be at Eastwatch with a dragon in case?
Well, we needed that scene of development between her and Tyrion to like confirm that she's really into Jon.
Yeah, that's true.
Because,
that's like the
because
biggest
that's
thing
if anything, that's
episodes.
What fucking drew her over to fucking Eastwatch is because she's sick of watching the heroes she loves die or like get in trouble.
But like, not that many of them have died.
I know.
Yeah, Jorah like
Jorah is somehow alive, and
Jorah
Dario,
basically
she's
got
just,
smallpox
she's like, kind
and
of
cured
just,
it in like a month.
She's kind of just like, hey, Dario, like, yeah, we can't
run
do this
city.
Anymore. Hey, run the city. Oh, and we can't hook
Why
up
Why is
anymore.
Dario in charge of Marine?
Yep. Also, yeah, Dario, the guy whose, like, big idea was, like, kill everyone's granddad, like, when the rebellions were going on. Like, I'm sure that city's, like, even better than she found it now. It's, like, probably not the best.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you just don't give the fighting pits people, like, you know... Executive
I mean,
powers.
I mean, that's why Robert was a shitty king. He's like, oh, he's a great warrior, and it's pretty much.
Robert was strong.
Yeah.
That was good. I miss Tywin, dude. That's what we need. That's what people are secretly bitching about when they bitch about this episode. There's no more Tywin.
Yeah. He's so easy to just like respect, but also just like, God. Fuck you.
Yeah,
whereas,
like
the entire time with Ramsay, you're just like, fuck you, Ramsay.
Yeah, Ramsay was... Although, like...
Roose had these qualities. I feel like Roose had these qualities. We just didn't see enough of it.
Yeah, Roose was a way better villain than Ramsay was.
Except when he's talking about telling Ramsay, he's like, yeah, I raped your mom, and then she showed up with a kid, and then, like, I had her killed because fuck her. And I was like, oh...
And that story, that story's fucked.
Yeah,
I wish that they had made Roose a little bit more like he is in the books. So sidebar for people who haven't read the books:
blood leeching.
Roose like is basically a vampire in the books,
no.
But then he's just like a
reads.
Yeah, he definitely is a vampire in the books. I hope that that still happens, even though the show definitively has decided that that's not the way they're taking it.
I mean, that bloodline seems pretty dead now.
Yeah,
and even if Roose was a vampire, like, the vampire's gone.
yeah, he died.
I wonder what happens to, like, Lady Stoneheart, for instance, in the books. Because, like, how are they going to deal with those, like, rogue elements in the books? Magic that doesn't exist.
Well, it would help if fucking Winds of Winter came out. Sorry, I bring this up every episode. I'm very bitter.
It's ridiculous.
George R. R. Martin tweeted a photo the other day of him in a jester hat. And I really wanted to be like, hey, how about finish that fucking book?
I'm sure that's, like, all he hears. He's probably, like, he probably is, like, not doing it solely because
the show is going on still.
No, just because he's like, he's just sticking it to all the people who are like, fucking write it before you die, old man. Because that's got sex.
Well, it's not even, I don't, well, I mean, yeah.
No, so you gotta, like, he has to want to finish it, right? Like,
and, like, what a time to, like, retake back your story is, like, after these bros finish writing their ending to your universe. It's like, yeah, I'm gonna finish my story, dot, dot, dot.
Also, like, everyone is saying that the show is suffering from not having the source material. So, you know, that everyone's primed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ready.
Like, we're, I mean,
to receive your beautiful work.
I think I went into the season accepting that, which is why I've just been, like, significantly more casual about this season. Like, not, like, I'm so into it. It's more just, like, I don't constantly need to be like, ooh, this scene is going to remind me of this part of the book, and then I'm going to have to read that section again, and, like, do all this, like, it's just like, no, I finally can just watch what this show, Game of Thrones, worldwide phenomenon, is just throwing at us, because yeah. HBO's like,
loot train!
Oh, wait, these are hand motions that our audience can't see.
Yeah.
They're throwing bills. Yeah. Making it rain.
It's interesting how down people got on this episode so recently following the loot train. Everyone was all about the loot train.
So, I haven't been listening to a lot of podcasts and, like, critics talking about this, but, like, I have seen a lot more Facebook statuses of, like, people who are just like, oh, hot take, Game of Thrones sucks now. And I'm like, after, like, episode one, and I'm like,
so,
fan service is just, like, that's what we've waited for.
Yeah, and that's, like, I don't know if we're done. Are we done with Sansa Arya for now? I can be done with Sansa Arya for now.
Yeah. Do we need... We threw in our predictions.
I mean, did we throw in our predictions? Also, like, Brienne's going to King's Landing. Like, what's going to happen with that?
I don't know. I suppose she's going to have an opportunity to, I don't know, maybe
what is a Jaime-Brienne interaction?
She's going to go remind Jaime that, like, he has, like, options beyond, like, the psycho fake pregnant sister that he has.
Do you think this is, like, a tie-up to the whole, like, Cersei-Sansa, like, I mean, I'm sure they still don't like each other, but the straight-up, like, oh, Cersei immediately wants to murder Sansa because they know that she didn't kill Joffrey anymore?
Yeah.
Because, like, I feel like before that, Cersei definitely didn't hate Sansa. She just saw her as, like, this tool, and then it wasn't until after, like,
yeah,
the murder that she's like, oh, I want to kill that Stark bitch in the north.
Yeah. She definitely does believe that it's Olenna now, too. I don't know. I don't know. I guess Brienne's probably only going down to King's Landing to complicate Jaime's character,
yeah.
I think.
And I think also potentially, like, John's.
Really?
Because, like, I didn't realize, like, Sansa dropped the line this week. Like, I haven't heard from John in weeks. And I'm like, John.
Yeah, maybe she'll go down there.
You're in a castle. Like, just send an update every day. That's what it's called, doing your job.
Yeah. Also, you're, like, sending overnight ravens to Dragonstone. Yeah. Right. Able to fly dragons and save you all in one day.
You couldn't just be like, hey, I got dragonglass.
I think it was, like, a night.
Like, I thought he would
There was one overnight.
Yeah.
I thought he would at least be like, you know, oh, hey, sending shipment of dragonglass, gotta check out this stuff in Eastwatch, dot, 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 details. But, yeah, here, like, things are going well. Versus just, like, hey, so...
Yeah, so I wonder maybe if that's, like, maybe Brienne's... Maybe he's gonna be like, oh, like, FYI...
We're gonna bend the knee now.
FYI, I decided to, like, support this chick because she's a babe. And she, like, saved my life. And then Brienne was gonna be like, ooh, but everyone's already trying to, like, fucking betray you anyway.
So this might mean nothing.
They're already in open revolt. Remember that time you got stabbed to death because of this kind of decision? Because of you making the right decision while, like, apparently the treasonous Northmen.
But failing to explain about the show. It. John is such a bad communicator.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can be. Like, when he gets, like, the first time he talked to Danny and he's like, the Army of the Dead's coming. It's like, you couldn't, like, lead into that, like, slightly
better. Or just, like, explain it, give some context.
Tell people that you got stabbed and are brought back to life. Like, tell people that you are Jesus Christ.
Azor Ahai.
Yeah. Well, she knows now. Oh, she does. Saw those wounds.
That's why, like, they respect each other. They need to just kill... Dude,
log moment.
It's literally insane that they haven't just, like, got a betrothal down, because that would just cut so many corners for them.
Also, like, why did Danny pull back?
Dude, because Danny's like not trying to, like, I don't know, she's like, ever since she sent Daria away, I don't think she's like trying to bang. Like, just in general, she's just like over it.
I think she's trying to stay focused on the task at hand. Yeah. I think that's the classic line.
I think that's her version of like when John tells Davos, like, I've looked him in the eye, like, Night King, man. When Davos is like, oh, speaking of good hearts.
Sunday, yes.
Yeah. Sunday of Nah.
Lol, dude.
I mean, that's why he has all that fermented crab.
Fermented crab. Dude, what a king. That was another... Okay, so maybe that was why this episode wasn't great, is you only got
lack of Davos.
4 seconds of Davos.
Yeah.
Waste.
I thought, like, Tyrion had a little of his swagger back, which was nice. He had some tough episodes.
Yeah, he did. It was nice to, like, because Tyrion and Dany had a good scene. I mean, it's weird that he went to the succession, but I suppose if she's like, and I think people probably complained about this, like, it's like, why are you bringing this up?
It's because they had to drop the info.
And the reason you brought it up, too, is because, like, I don't know, like, it feels like it's worth mentioning, especially if, like, Homegirl's just gonna fly off to fucking zombie world at, like, a moment's notice. Like, you definitely need to, like, lock that shit down, because she's taking risks, you know what I mean? Like,
those options that he threw at her would change the entire structure of the political system.
Yeah, break that wheel and build
Yeah, exactly. How about we just vote for people, except we don't drown each other when we win?
Yeah. What is dead may never die.
God, I can't believe, like, anyone, like, Theon. Like, why would Theon be like, oh, I want to be an Ironborn again? You should just, like, change your name to Snow and just never go back. That place is horrible.
Just stay, just stay Reek, but, like,
yeah. After you've lived anywhere, how could you, like, go back and, like, have, like, Ironborn FOMO? Like, it's just.
I think he missed his sister, and I think he also just assumed there was no place else for him in the world on this. I guess Essos.
Well, now
Essos looks shitty.
I'm talking about is like when he first, like, betrayed Rob. It's like, oh, dude, come on. Yeah, he such mistakes, Theon. Well,
I mean,
he
was
raped.
Very young.
Yeah,
like, yeah, that's true.
He was a child, 14. And he, like, saw an opportunity, and he was like, this is how I become a man, and he just, like, fucked up epically bad.
Yeah. And I mean, it's because it's the whole, like...
The prince who took Winterfell.
What's it's your, like, imagine you have this vision of your family dynamic because you're away for so long, and you go back, and it's shattered, and you think it's, like, your, like, maybe not your fault, but, like, it's like, fuck, I need to fix this, and it's like...
Yeah,
definitely what it was.
Such a failure. But...
Because at the end, when Rob is declared king of the North, Theon's literal line as he pulls his sword out is like, "Am I your sworn brother for now and always?" And Rob's like, "Of course." Draws his sword and, like, bends the knee. It's like, oh, remember when your father and his best friend went down south for glory? Like, that's gonna be us. It's like, nah, bro.
That was like the Gendry moment season.
Yeah.
I'm just being like, oh, our, like, dads.
Our dads are bros.
Except not.
Yeah, except that Kit Harington's short.
Is John gonna find out
episode? Yeah, that's that. I just thought of that. Mostly because I want to see Sirith, like, some more Chekhov's nurse shit. But
I wonder how... So, okay, I guess they do this travel this way. What if that's what Brienne ends up doing? Maybe what if Bran is like, yo, Brienne, whisper, see you later, and then Brienne has to tell John who his parents are.
Who the Brienne's telling John is not gonna convince him.
You think
him.
Brienne is gonna carry a message for Bran?
Yeah, why not?
But not really, though.
What would that,
what would that
interaction look like?
I don't know. It'd be a weird scene, definitely. I'm just saying, so you guys are saying that John's going to get his, like, parenting reveal, for sure.
Maybe.
Like,
I think
they
it's
still
possible.
Could hold that over on us.
No, yeah, they definitely can.
I think Sansa might find out.
But unless, like, Gilly shows up and is like, oh, guys, check out this book I've been reading.
Annulment.
Or just Bran.
And forgot what annulment meant. Like, asks again.
Like, oh my god.
But, like, I don't know, like so hypothetically, if tomorrow is, or if Sunday, if the next episode is, like, the one where you get that reveal, like, who would tell him? Like, how would he know? You know what I mean? Does he go back? Does he make it all the way back up to Winterfell?
Well, does Sam have all those books still?
Yeah. Did he keep the shit book?
Did he keep Maester?
Maybe Gilly did.
Yeah, I think that I was like watching in that scene because she throws it to Lil Sam.
Yeah.
And then when they get into the carriage, he doesn't have a book, I don't think.
Oh, man.
But
good eye, though. Good, like, watching out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, okay, so, I mean, definitely, we're gonna revisit every character.
Not counting zombie kills, but...
Mm-hmm. This new episode, we're gonna revisit every character, I think. Like, we're gonna see what Sam Tarly's up to.
He's probably gonna get to...
Bronn will probably be there, or, like, I don't know, maybe the episode will start with Bronn dying. Yeah. You gotta get Yara back.
Euron.
Yeah, Gemma Whalen.
Probably Grey Worm. Oh, man, what? This episode's gonna be so weak, dude.
Jaime, Brienne. Seriously. The only people who aren't going to be there are Sansa and Arya.
Oh, and Littlefinger.
Oh, we'll just leave them alone in a castle and send everyone else. Everyone's going to blow each other up, and we'll have Sansa and Arya and Littlefinger left to fight for the scraps.
Yeah, exactly. Because Arya or Peter will be king of the ashes.
Oh my God.
And then the ice dragon will burn them all.
Oh, yeah, so should we talk... whatever. Also, people complaining about there not being a major, like, death this episode.
Yeah, one of three dragons.
One of three dragons!
Yeah,
fuck that.
That's huge.
Yeah. I mean, like, that was a pretty brutal death. Like,
oh my
the
God.
Entire time that dragon was falling from the air, there was blood gushing out of its throat.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
And then it, like, hits the ice so hard and, like, scrapes along.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then,
my God.
Falls slowly and dramatically into the water, along with Jon.
Is it bad when I saw that? All I shouted was, Frostworm.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, that's, like, obviously what was going to happen there. Like, once he did that.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, oh, yeah. Like, basically, when that thing was... When he was picking up the javelin and I saw that he was not looking at Drogon, but was looking at Viserion, I was like, oh, yeah, that thing's fucking dead. Like,
yeah, for sure.
Also, like, Drogon just on the ground, like, that would have been a fucking layup, but then the dude's just like, you know what? Like, dude, if you can hit that fucking half-court three,
yeah.
Fuck it. Like,
do you think, I wonder how, like...
That was his Kobe moment.
Do you think the White Walkers have fought dragons before, or, like, with dragons? Like, because we even know very little of the Long Night. So he obviously was surprised by the dragon showing up, but, like, as soon as, like, he assessed the situation, it's like... We fought dragons before. Like, do you think it was one of those moments?
I don't think he was surprised. It looked like he was fucking ready. The dude they even had, like, a routine when his homie, like, got one of his spears out of his saddlebag.
Yeah.
It was like, this shit looked like they had fucking rehearsed it, like, a million times.
And they had backups. I mean, they had more.
Yeah, yeah. It was like the guy had, like, yeah, his bro was carrying, like, five dragon-slaying javelins. It's like,
more than the scorpions. Let's just say
right,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice try, Kaiba.
Dude, honestly, I'm excited to see. Oh fuck, we didn't think about this. Where's the Hound right now? Is he gonna be at this meeting?
Oh yeah, he is because of the previews.
Oh, was he?
So yeah, I was one of my big questions for next episode. Is in the previews he was like in the dragon pit.
Oh, I didn't.
You know,
he's probably too high.
Super far south, so he's just rolling with them, which also is like what. Okay, but I mean, maybe he just wants to go fucking fight.
Hey, if you're tall, strong people are good allies.
Yeah, I mean, Yas always wanted to kill the mountain, and now he can do it, and it's like a good thing instead of a bad thing.
It was always a good thing.
So who did get left behind, and who ended up on the boat?
It's very unclear.
It was the people who got left behind at the wall were Beric and...
Gendry?
There was like a brief moment on the beach where people were like, bye, like...
Torment... Beric,
is Davos still up there? Or is Davos go back there?
I think Davos.
Davos needs to travel.
I'm assuming he's going with John.
John needs people to tell him not to be an idiot.
Yeah. And he's hand of the king, so he's gotta go, man.
Oh, no one listen to me. I've only lived to a ripe old age.
Yeah. Also, like, don't say shit like that. You're gonna die.
Yeah.
Don't say shit like that.
I'm excited
if Davos
to see.
Died, I'd be fucking
I'm excited bored. To potentially see interaction between Bronn and Davos. I think they.
Oh,
could
yeah.
be some cheekiness.
Oh, yeah, that'd be chill. Those guys could be boys.
I think it'll be actually interesting to see what happens with Bronn.
Yeah. Or like,
I really don't want Bronn to die.
Yeah, if the episode just starts with a scene where, like, I don't know, either, like, Bronn being murdered or, like, just Bronn's body hanging, because...
No, I feel like we're going to see him have to, like, choose sides between Jaime and Tyrion.
Oh, yeah. Or we're going to have a situation.
But that's what I mean. Maybe it's because of that, Cersei made that decision for Jaime already.
Just so, like when people talk, when people used to talk about, like, the Mountain and the Hound fighting, the way they thought it was going to happen was, like, in a trial by combat situation. Like, that was, like, a thing that people thought, like, theory-wise.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So, I mean, obviously, I think if the Hound's going south, then that's probably, like, one of... That's probably going to be, like, the exciting, like, this is the thing you were waiting for moment of this episode, I think, is going to be the Mountain and the Hound fighting.
But, for
like,
whose trial?
But what will be the pretense? That's what I'm saying, yeah. Like, and it doesn't have to be a trial, but, like, what's the reason? Is it just, like, the Hound's like, I don't want to fight you, zombie?
I don't know if anyone would put... Like, the Hound's awesome. Like, we love him. But, like, he has no, like, strong connections with the leaders of these worlds right now. So, like, why would they put their, like... Why would they choose him versus, like, Brienne might be there? Like, why wouldn't they choose her to be the champion?
Because he'll be like, I want to do it. Oh, okay. Because he'll know that he's going to be fighting the Mountain.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, if he's there and someone's... But, like, who's going to be put on trial?
And if and even so if they were put on trial, why would the other people even respect that when they're like, no, I'm the queen. You can't tell me who's on trial. You know what I mean?
Because there's no way Dany would be like, oh, let's have trial by combat to see who's the queen of Westeros. Like, there's no way she'd be like, oh... Dog who I've never met before fight this large zombie human.
Like, okay, so what is gonna happen? So Dany and Jon and Tyrion and Davos are gonna like stand in front of Cersei and Qyburn and Jaime and Euron
and maybe Bronn and Euron
and they're gonna be like, here's a zombie, we need to go fight the Night's King, and Cersei's gonna be like, go fuck yourself. And then what?
Well, my thought might be, like, do you think they're trying to get men from Cersei? Or they're just trying to be like, hey, like, we have to go deal with this. Can you just not, I don't know, invade a bunch of places while we're gone? I think that's the baseline of, like...
I think it's just an armistice, right? That's, like, the whole point is they're just like, don't, like, burn down the countryside.
Please stop destroying all the food. Which Dany did, which is so... Yeah. I hate it.
So many wagons.
I mean, why would you...
Train. Take
why wouldn't you go, like, just, you know, like, a couple feet to the left and burn the people?
Well, because then we wouldn't see sweet explosions.
I also got the impression that the reason they burnt the wagons, too, is because they're, like, flammable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's sweet,
like,
explosions.
Yeah, so, well, actually, but, like, actually. So it's like, oh, now there's fire everywhere because we burnt all this dry-ass wheat that they had.
This is true.
Yeah.
To create a veritable field of fire.
Indeed,
and then your people are, like, on the other side. And there's, like, a, you know.
Mm-hmm. I think the one part of the preview that got me excited is I think the armies are definitely going to... And I think the Unsullied are going to be back. The armies are definitely going to surround King's Landing to make sure the armistice goes okay. And it's... I always just enjoy seeing the Dothraki do stuff.
Yeah, although, like, Dothraki, like, being, like, probably, like, bored Dothraki during a siege would probably be just, like, a trolley, like, dumb, like, throwaway scene where they're like, oh, dumb, I hate it, horses.
The Dothraki said some very questionable things in previous seasons.
They, oh, the, yes. the Dothraki,
but that's,
like...
But that's before Dany reformed them by killing all of their leaders.
Yeah.
Yeah, great job, Dany. You did a good thing, I guess.
Because that's how the trajectory went. It's, like, talking about fucking and
the scene
raping
the...
women... And it's if it's better way... than destroying cities, and it's like, no.
The way that they've characterized the Dothraki in the show is just, like, a bummer.
Yeah. Yeah, they're very... But, I mean, they've always been, like, their culture was always portrayed as being, like, pretty fucking shitty.
Which is, like, question... All, which is, like, problematic. Like,
for sure. But, like, it's just, like, in the context of, like, the text itself, like, they're, like, you know, they, like, killed, like, four dudes at Dany's wedding. And they're like, oh, classic. And they just, like, love that's raping true. And taking people as slaves. Like, that's,
yeah,
like,
but it does
problem.
Start with, like...
They didn't have to harp in on the rapiness.
Like, I mean, especially because Dany do. In the show do. Gets raped by Drogo and, like, doesn't happen like that in the books.
Yeah. Yeah, in the books it's like,
oh, that's
a
such a weird
chiller.
Scene to read in the books, but it's also when I was reading the books, it's also you're far more painfully aware that she's just way younger.
Yeah.
And has purple eyes.
But in the
I'm
show
still
it's like
her
fucked
that
up.
The
in the show it's like in the show it is more fucked up than it is in the books. Cuz in the books it's like she had like at least had like a pretty good time the first time.
No, she like is like, into it.
It's kind of about it.
It like takes her
I'm
a minute.
I'm pretty sure there's
it,
like a
at
line.
At first she's like not sure, but then she like decides
there's
she's
definitely
into
a
it.
Line about like wetness and that's how the paragraph ends.
Oh,
like, oh,
oh George.
Thanks, well, that's, George.
That's not actually like a good indicator.
No, sorry. I didn't want to say the whole quote because it's very graphic.
But also, yeah, they did this on Binge Mode, where they have like a sex scene that George wrote, and like Jason like reads it in George's voice.
We're gonna link that clip to this episode.
100%.
Oh my god, that's horrible.
Yeah. And it's like, oh no, so I can't go back and read any of those scenes anymore, because if you like actually think about it for even a second, it's like, I can't believe this man wrote this.
Okay, on the prediction train here, I guess we have to talk about Danny John, Snow shipping.
Danny Snow, dude.
Do you think, I don't hate it. I was just like, this is probably a bit inevitable.
I'm shipping them way more now than I was before.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm feeling better about it. Yeah, like whatever.
Just because, like, on shows, like when you like also incest you is hilarious. You always want them to be
because it's,
like,
it's technically incest.
It's weird that they're making you wait when it's so inevitable. Like, yeah. I don't know. It's like,
well, because that's classic them. They're both stubborn as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. They're definitely both like
also
a giant
classic lines about men being short.
Also, I actually don't think there's been any sex in this entire season.
No, Missandei and Grey Worm.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was...
oh, wait, and Jamie Cersei.
Yeah,
oh,
that's true.
True.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Is there any other...
Cersei fellatio scene. Very important.
Yes.
And
oh, and then...
Multiple.
Ass morning.
Yeah.
ass morning and ass... asking your servant for fresh sheets.
Oh yeah, lol.
No, but yeah, other than that, there hasn't been like a brothel scene. There hasn't been like a large exposition over just like extras fucking.
Yeah, that's wow, what a tragedy. Why even bother?
Because every time I picture Littlefinger giving like a monologue, like the whole like play every battle in your mind, I just picture like that first scene where like he's teaching the horrors how to like please.
Oh my god.
Other.
It's like, awful.
even a stronger, more great specimen, and just like Roz is in the background just riding some woman.
Roz is in a lot of episodes.
Yeah, for the first two seasons.
Yeah, she is. She's around a lot.
Before you just see her corpse hanging full of arrows in Joffrey's bedroom.
She dies a horrible death.
See, maybe, is
perhaps
that what people miss?
Most...
Do people just need a con... Do people need just constantly need to see that shit? Is that
or
what...
a Ramsay. We need a Joffrey or a Ramsay at all times.
Because I remember people actively complaining about how shitty it was watching Ramsay do
I thought
shit, like...
it was way too
and
much.
And now they're like, it's not sadistic
the Theon
enough.
Stuff
or
was
you're
enough. The Theon stuff was enough. Killing, like, feeding your, like, father's, like, new wife and your half-brother to, like, dogs is just, like...
I think they've, like... It's weird that they sidelined Euron after he was such a huge presence. Because,
dude,
like,
I think that they're just saving him.
He's good,
ultimate wild card. I think that's why. It's just, like... Like, oh,
Euron kills Cersei.
What if Euron just shows up, actually isn't invited to this meeting, and just shows up and some shit goes down?
I mean, it seems likely.
Or as Jason and Mallory just want, it's like, nah, dude, Euron's got that horn hidden away somewhere.
It seems like he's due for like a really...
I don't think they're gonna do it.
He would be due for like a really good like monologue in the middle of their meeting, though. Euron rolling in and just like saying something really crazy sounding. It's like, oh, you guys already lost one dragon, so like, fucking, you know, maybe we'll just win this war then while you guys go lose another dragon to the fucking Night King.
Oh, like whispering into Cersei's ear, like.
Or Euron just.
Well,
like,
yeah, I mean.
But
like,
he wouldn't be doing whispering. No,
oh, yeah,
whispering.
Yeah,
that
guy. That's Kyburn. Sorry, that's Kyburn.
Kyburn.
There's no reason that Cersei would want this deal. This is, like, not helping her at all, and she's definitely not going to help, so, like...
Well, are we underestimating how dire of a situation the Lannisters might be in right now? The fact that I don't know how much of their army is left.
None. They have, like, the Golden Company, maybe.
And, like...
Which we haven't seen.
And, like, a small garrison.
But they mentioned, so I'm assuming it will be a thing.
Because I think she, like, based on the interactions with Jaime, not this last episode, the previous, it does make me think, like, she's thinking... somewhat sustainably, but only because she wants to murder everyone later. So, like, do you think she's might be like, oh, this is a good way for me to buy time to come up with a plan to murder all of you, maybe, like...
Yeah, I mean, I think it's possible that she agrees to it, but it's also possible that she just uses the meeting itself as an opportunity to do something shitty.
I think that's gonna happen.
The entire city is
like laced with wildfire. I will kill us all if you don't do X, Y, and Z.
Oh shit, that's great leverage. Like, right. Oh, I won't give you the option to burn the city down. I'll do it fucking for you.
Yeah,
I got nothing to lose.
Which would be the worst?
We can either die fighting or not fighting, and I know which one I choose. Hashtag Cersei Lannister.
I choose violence.
Yeah, Cersei, I choose violence, Lannister. Not the lady you want in charge.
Oh, but God. I actually do think that that is, like, Euron is going to come in, because otherwise it's like, where is this going, right? Like,
yeah.
She can threaten to, like, you know, burn everything to the ground, and that's, like, everything that she has at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, she can, like, have little children run in and stab everybody. Tysel style, but...
Yeah, except Varys is back, dude. Varys has got to, like, tell the kids to stop stabbing.
Remember Varys, when you used to steal letters? We haven't talked about that at all, actually. Like, maybe because he hasn't just been in a ton.
Varys hasn't done fucking anything.
What do you think he is? Do you think it's because Dany just doesn't trust him yet, so he's still, like, moving pieces, like, on the side without even telling Tyrion?
I don't know. He seems like he's just, like... Because Varys used to be more of, like, a mover and a shaker. Now it seems like he just kind of, like, says things.
Yeah.
It's like, you never
like,
used
Tyrion,
to be...
Like, Tyrion, you need to do something about this. Why don't you fucking try to do something about
this? He never used to be, like, a counselor. He'd be like, oh, yeah, FYI, like, this is happening. Like, why doesn't he have, like, a... Like, why is there no, like, briefing session prior to this fucking meeting in King's Landing? Wouldn't Varys, like, presumably have somebody who's like, oh, yeah, FYI... whole place filled with flames or something like that, because there's obviously something's going on.
Yeah, it seems like you would want to consult your spy before you go.
Yeah, and even Tyrion was like, she'll have a trap, and it's like, why don't you ask blind spy guy who literally knew so much shit that people thought he was magic in season one.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
yeah, it's dumb. I don't know,
blind spy guy.
But anyway,
yeah, I mean, I think this is indicative of, like, this episode in the season that, like, it's hard to analyze fighting super in-depth because, like, that's, like, your reward almost. Like,
yeah.
We've sat through awesome intrigue and great, like, character development moments, and now we just got to watch bros with two fucking flaming swords and, like, one guy throwing rocks and, I guess, carrying a hammer to fight zombies.
Yeah, I mean...
And then dragons burning them.
The fight was sweet. I thought, I liked the trudging through the snow talking scenes, because as a Lord of the Rings fan / someone who actually thinks that the first Hobbit movie was fucking very watchable, worth rewatching, in fact, a good movie. I'm a big fan of, like, the fantasy film trope of people, like, walking in scenic locations, like,
the first Hobbit, is that what you said?
Yeah, okay.
There's some great songs in the first Hobbit.
The first Hobbit's great.
I'll I agree with that, because my favorite part of the Lord of the Rings books are literally all of them. Is Merry Pippin and Treebeard. Those are my favorite chapters in that entire series.
Oh, yeah. My favorite chapter is in the house of Tom Bombadil, and it's awesome. And it's hilarious.
Everyone loves Tom Bombadil.
Oh, why is he not in any of the media?
Yeah.
All right. So, I also liked the walking and talking scenes, and I think that we just don't have enough time for character development scenes. Like, there's so much that needs to happen, and we only have, like,
so fast.
8-9 hours of television left. Like, they have a lot that they need to accomplish. That's why I think it's strange that they, like, spent the time on, like, these Arya,
this Winterfell shit.
I know, this Arya, but also these scenes with Arya earlier in the season, like the Ed Sheeran scene.
Oh.
And then, like,
yeah,
like, also the interaction with Nymeria, which was, like, so short.
It's just, like, fan service for the sake of,
but also, like, service. I felt like those were moments that were supposed to, like, humanize her again and, like, remind her of aspects of herself and, like, provide some, like, catharsis, and then she, like, gets to Winterfell and is like, I'm gonna take your face so that I can wear your pretty dresses. It's like,
yeah.
And that doesn't, like, I don't feel like Arya would, like, care that much about the fact that Sansa, like, looks nice. It's, like, all she's ever complaining about in the show.
Yeah.
It's like how much Sansa cares about
with
status.
Your pretty hair and your pretty dress.
And that's, like, different. Like, Arya and Sansa have always been different in that way. But the fact that, like, Arya is so pissed that Sansa cares about status is very strange.
Arya is the classic, like rich, like, girl from, like, Bellevue who, like, hates that she's rich and so hates her sister even more. Yeah.
Like, no, but.
Like, lies about what her dad does for a living.
God damn.
Hashtag Arya Stark.
No, she's very proud to be Ned Stark's daughter.
Yeah, but just for, like, completely different reasons. Like, she's not a lord's daughter. She's a warrior's daughter.
Yes.
Bam.
Bam. Bah, 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 da, da.
But I don't know, like, yeah, sometimes she when she, like, interacts with people and she decides to be like, I'm Arya Stark, she expects shit.
Oh, yeah. Like, well, like, they rehashed the whole guard scene this season.
Oh, yeah. Classic guard scenes. Oh, man. Those guys. They're really good at finding, like, those, like, guards who just look, like, dopey as fuck. Like, the fermented
crab. The ones
crab,
on the beach. The fermented crab rows
are just like, dude, that it's, guy's it,
I feel
face.
Bad because
you must be older than you look.
15!
Yeah, that is such a trope. Like, the dumb buddy guards.
Yeah. The my best example, or not necessarily guards, just like the duo, or is like the two dudes, the guy with the wooden eye and Pirates of the Caribbean.
I was gonna say Pirates of the Caribbean. We're all thinking about Pirates of the Caribbean, right?
Yeah, there's two pairs of those guys in Pirates of the Caribbean, because there's the British ones too.
The ones on the dock. I was thinking of those guys.
There's Hello Puppet and then those fucking assholes. Yeah. Who pretty much are just the dudes from the Sonic commercials.
Yeah, like, so buddy comedy works.
Black sails.
Oh, well.
You know a boat. Crewed by the dead.
All right, so. I guess we could wrap up relatively shortly.
Yeah,
We're like.
How far are we in? I don't know. Claire's peering.
Like 51 minutes. Oh, yeah, but also, there was that whole time at the beginning.
Yeah, it was like 3 minutes. But yeah, no, we're in a good place. I was really worried. I'm like, God, we're not like in an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah, for sure.
But no, I mean, there's, again, the thing about this season is without the source material, there's significantly less for us to say sometimes. It's honestly like more talking about the community of the world that reacts and responds to Game of Thrones more so than like, oh, well, let's talk about the history of the Iron Islands real quick, you know, and shit like that.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
there's nothing for me to say.
I think maybe people just bitched about this episode because it was like a little too like straightforward. It's like straightforward fantasy, the heroes don't die, like they fight some things.
I mean,
stuff,
John
magic,
pops out of
blah,
the
blah,
ice
blah.
And is saved by fucking
his exactly.
uncle.
Yeah, of course he is.
But like, yeah, I thought the bear fight was kind of lame, personally. I wasn't that into it.
The bear fight reminded me a lot of like the like throwaway scenes they always have in like Star Wars, which I guess you haven't really watched that much, but where they're like, oh, but we're going to have some like weird little
it,
set piece
once.
Where they're chased around by some monster that's like very just whatever.
Yeah, well, I mean, they mostly just do that.
You're hauling Rathars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just like, hey, this asteroid is actually a giant space worm.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, like this is fun, but like what? All it really serves to remind you is that like the environment's hostile, which is like, okay, great. We
it also could have been
so
a reminder like,
already.
Hey, the Night King's magic works on animals too, or some would say mythical creatures.
Oh yeah, damn it, that was why they did it.
I mean, it's probably, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, we already know that.
Don't we, though?
Well, for horses.
Yeah. We know for horses.
But dude, you underestimate how...
They talk about spiders a lot.
They're very... Like, honestly, like, there's still some people that I think watch the show that don't understand the difference between a White Walker and, like, a white. Or, like, one of the zombies. So, like...
Also, like, crazy that
I
now all of a sudden the rules have changed. Too. And, like, if you kill a White Walker, all of the whites die.
Yeah, it's pretty...
It's all the ones they've raised.
But it's... But there are how many White Walkers? Like, maybe, like, 8?
I don't know. You never know. You
see, they keep
okay.
appearing. They
so
keep
you,
appearing.
I was going to say, you only see 5 at once, but John's killed, like, 3 or 4 of them now, and there's still 5. So I get the sense that they just, like to keep dudes in reserve. But I guess that one guy who's wandering around maybe gave you a little bit of hint of that. Maybe there's, like, these guys who are kind of, like, you know, like, oh, I heard there's some sweet graves over there. Like, we're going that way, but, like, can you, like, go check out the sweet graves?
Yeah. It's kind of like a... You know? It's like in the Warhammer universe, like the vampire counts. It's like you have your head of your army is just like really powerful, and he's the only one that really has any agency. But like through that, he just has hella minions, like it's classic zombies. In my mind.
Which is like, why did you not just like hurl some fucking flames at the fucking Night King?
Yeah. I feel like he would have been ready for that.
The fact that he didn't, that she didn't even give an effort there. Like,
we also aren't ready to see Dragonfire meeting
like
White Walker ice magic.
They're also always sitting up on like a promontory. Like they're always like above.
Yeah,
like it's
a perfect spot for dragons.
Like the person we should probably kill.
But like he can extinguish regular flames, and I know Dragonfire is hotter than that, but like.
If Dragonfire can't...
We're not ready for that moment.
If Dragonfire can't kill that motherfucker, then, like, what the hell can? You know what I mean?
Valyrian
like,
steel.
But, like, why would that be better than Dragonfire, where presumably the only reason Valyrian steel is what it is I'm guessing it's just smelted in Dragonfire.
Yeah, it's steel tempered by Dragonfire.
Why would that be better?
Because it's, like,
because
a combination
because
of... persons and animals.
That's why. Yeah. Oh my god. You're a genius.
Or maybe he can only be
man
defeated
and
by
magic.
Ice and fire. So like
man. Oh, so it has to be cool.
Yeah, right, no, yes.
Wolf somehow Ghost needs to somehow learn how to breathe.
Dude,
ice.
Where the fuck is Ghost?
He's dead.
Chilling at Winterfell.
Yeah, sitting you can't expect it to wait for you like Ghost. Yeah,
exactly.
Because he's not dead.
Because
not all the dire wolves are dead. We need to remember that.
But also like despite the cash money millions that we have, we can't just like animate Ghost also killing some whites.
Yeah.
Why not?
Exactly. And also like,
know, right?
There's just no reason why John wouldn't have brought Ghost to his meeting with,
because
like,
animal,
the famous
animal
magic
friends.
Zoologist.
Animal friends are awesome. How great would it be if like you see Ghost just like chilling next to
Yeah.
Rick?
Also, I feel like the turning moment for Danny was seeing John touch Drogon.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, she respects that.
It's like, oh, maybe you're not so little.
Very weird.
Yeah. Also, she gets so like aroused by seeing his like murder scars. It's like, good lord, Danny.
Don't tell me that. You don't want to keep that company.
Yeah. Danny, who's a and also
oh
like I thought
God.
Like you wouldn't be charmed by the fact that someone's using your name. Come on, man. He should have just said Daenerys.
Yeah.
Danny. No, that was just for every girl that watches the show that's in love with John, that's just waited for that moment. Like, because in this situation, I'm Danny.
No, I'm Danny.
But I mean, it's not like the evolution of the show, it's changed every season, especially after season 3. Like, the broadness of episode structures and like plot lines have gone in very different directions. And at this point, I'm just enjoying it. I have very little, like, part of me enjoying the show is being able to, like, in ways pick it apart and like this, because I enjoy it, and it doesn't detract from it in a way, like, I don't know, I'm trying to think of something that would really just, maybe if, like, the CG was terrible or something, that would bother me way more than just, like...
Yeah, this season hasn't been perfect, but I'm cool
like,
with
fuck,
it.
Like, fuck, dude.
It's hard to know how to react with, like, out the promise of the books being finished. Like, it is a real and present fear that, like, we won't see the true ending to this story and we'll be left just with the TV version.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
which is going to keep happening, because if they don't make Robert's Rebellion, I'm going to be so butthurt. It's like, HBO, what else are you fucking making? Like,
they will.
James Franco 70s porn dramas, which is what they are making.
Yeah, I've seen previous films.
Sounds
about
right.
Seems whatever. But...
Which I just because it gets more obnoxious because it's James Franco and James Franco playing fucking brothers.
Yeah, I've seen a preview for that.
Mm.
Sounds
right.
Bad.
James
anyway,
Franco's
before we
aside,
leave
before,
people with
before,
that terrible
yeah,
thought,
before we bail, what do you want to finish off with? Just final predictions for the next episode. What's going on?
I mean, I think we've covered a lot of predictions.
Yeah.
What I guess at the end of the day. The last moment of this season, what do you want to be left with? What do you want to be left with? This huge cliffhanger of like this promise of battles? Do you want like a pit of intrigue? Like, let's go. Let's hear it.
I think they're going to leave. I think they could leave us with the wall coming down.
Ooh, that would make a lot of sense. I like that. I think they. I think if I'm just gonna double down because I don't think this is actually true. But if it is, I'm gonna take all the credit. No, I think that the end of the next episode is going to be Arya pulling off her face and being the wave.
Oh my god.
Okay, what's your other prediction?
Joey's other prediction is the next episode.
That would also restore all of the ruthlessness. Ha, Arya was dead. Middle finger.
Yeah. But if we didn't see that on screen, ugh.
And also if Bran didn't give anyone a heads up, then like, what?
Yeah.
This episode is definitely going to end with some Branigans, some Bran shenanigans.
Oh man, yeah. The episode's going to end with Bran and Sam like starting like in a room together by themselves.
Oh yeah, because like...
Someone knocking.
No.
No.
Just straight up like... All the knowledge of Westeros with all the knowledge of Westeros meeting in one
yeah. yeah, what are they gonna do with Sam?
I don't know, man. Well, I think him and Bran are gonna have a scene together in the next episode. That's a prediction.
I'd be into that because if you well, which is a huge distance for Sam to travel.
Could you imagine?
But no. Think about it, because right. So Bran has been saying that like, I see all of history at once, and I have trouble like piecing it together. Well, like Sam has all these sweet books, so like maybe he's there to tell Bran what to look for.
Yeah, it's like, oh, can you like...
Sorry, not Bran, the Three-Eyed Raven. He's made that very clear.
Yeah.
Not really, though.
Not really.
Yeah, Sam's using Bran's, like, nose as, like, a dial. Like, let's go to 8,000 BC. Like, scooch.
He's actually doing this to my face.
Yeah, exactly. He's attuning Bran like a radio.
Because it has to be more of a role. Like, Bran is almost, like, the first character, like...
Gregor Clegane's gonna die. Yeah.
I think that you're right that Bran is going to tell. Bran's information is going to come into play with Sansa and Arya.
Branigans.
Like, Bran is going to tell Sansa or Arya about Jon being a Targaryen.
Which do you think then will make them be like, oh, well, maybe our. It'll be like a Dorne in the book situation. They'll be like, oh, like. We're technically then in charge of Winterfell, and like we can put Jon on the Iron Throne.
No,
like,
you know
do
what?
You think Sansa's gonna scheme to put Jon on the Iron Throne?
No, you know what's actually gonna happen is that they're gonna be like that information is gonna come to light. Littlefinger's gonna hear about it. It's gonna fuck up Jon's King of the North status, and then there's gonna be an argument about who should succeed him. Should it be Sansa or should it be Bran?
Oh.
Ooh, not fit to rule, but, you know, still and, be propped up.
And Littlefinger is going to be in Sansa's corner, and Arya is definitely going to be in Bran's corner.
Arya is going to be the only person.
Purely
to put also, so also, no one's going to be in Bran's corner. Everyone's
no,
going to be
we
in
we love
Sansa's.
Bran, Joey. Yeah. We love
but
the high
fucking,
fantasy
but
bullshit.
But the fucking, like... He also Lords of the North don't give a fucking shit about
He also doesn't want to be. He well, would, it's like,
also,
say no.
If you think about it, all the Lords of the North right now, except for, I think, the Manderly, are all, like, the, like, second, like, in line, the third in line, who are, like, you know how Cersei's, like, oh, Ned, it must have been, like, I love how this is season one, like, Ned, it must have been hard for you to rule, like, you were never trained for that, was your brother, and I was like, oh. I mean, like, I'm sure that works out sometimes, like, But, like, I mean, like, Lord Glover, it's the younger brother that inherited this city situation. Like, Lord Serwyn, is that, like, he's, like, the third son, and, like, his parents were flayed in front of him and shit.
Yeah. The North sucks. Those guys are idiots.
I hate it because the North is my favorite place.
I mean, Jon is definitely going to lose the North.
Yeah.
You know how much
Seems
I hate the cold,
That's
and
classic
yet it is
him,
my favorite
dude.
Place.
Classic him. He always, like, tries too hard to appease the, like to do the right thing, and then he never, like, does right by his, like, idiot people who are... he's in charge of.
Because he doesn't ever explain to anyone what's going on.
Maybe
he could just send Sansa a letter and explain.
Well, I mean, maybe the real thing is the Golden Company shows up at the end of the episode with Fagon.
Yeah.
Cersei found Fagon. And on that note, Jesus Christ.
Let's call it. Cersei shows up with Fagon is definitely the best one.
One episode left, guys.
Euron brings.
Euron's like, oh, actually, I found these mercenaries. And
that's the
kid.
Gift that he's bringing to Cersei.
The other gift.
Do we get Euron, Cersei?
I fucking
sex scene.
Hope not.
Oh, man. I don't know.
I do want to see more, like, Euron, like, poking the bear with Jaime.
Yeah, it's fine.
Being like, oh, does she like it rough?
Good God.
A finger in the bum. God. The way his eyes just popped open when he said that line is so like, shh, no.
The actor playing Euron leveled up. He's been pretty
Pilau
funny.
Pilau Auspec.
I like Euron. I want him back. Bring him back.
With hopes that Euron returns for this, what will hopefully be an epic and event-filled season finale, because again, it'll be not a year before we get this back. We'll be here for you through the bad times and the good times and the high times and the drunk times.
Anyway, we need to go eat.
Yep.
Okay,
thanks
bye.
For listening, guys.
Okay, bye.